There's something so hot about getting spit on. In my mouth, in my face, everything about it. Just that sensation, that feeling, knowing that someone thinks you're only worth getting spit on. Especially if they do it without any warning. One particularly good memory comes to mind. I was having sexual relations with someone one time, and things were pretty hot. He was on top of me, he was pinning me into the bed, pressing against my hips, pushing my wrists down with his hands, and he just looked at me with this incredibly dominant stare. You know the one I'm talking about. And he just said, "Open your mouth." And at this point, with that tone of voice that he used, I would have done just about anything. So I opened my mouth, and he just spat directly into it. And then I closed my mouth and swallowed. And he just kept looking at me during this moment. His eyes were just burning into mine. To me, it was incredibly humiliating, but I was extremely turned on. I was gushing wet, I was dripping all over him, and he asked me if I wanted him to do it again. I said yes, but he would not do it. He wouldn't do it until I asked him, word for word, to spit in my mouth. Now, I'm a very prideful woman. I feel a lot of cognitive dissonance when I'm begging a man to degrade me, to make me feel disgusting and used. But it's what I need so badly. So I did it. I begged him to spit in my mouth again. So he did. He spat in my mouth. I really have no idea why I'm so fixated on spitting. I hate kissing with the tongue, so this doesn't really track. But anyway, another time, a different man, he told me to spit into my hand. So I did just a little bit, and then he told me to rub it into my face. So I did, but he told me it wasn't enough. I had to do it again. So I waited, and then I spat more into my hand, and then I really rubbed it all over my face. It was disgusting. As it was drying, he asked me if I liked it. Feeling of my spit just drying on my face. Spit I rubbed all over just because he wanted me to. Now that I'm thinking about this incident, it reminds me of everything else that happened during it. It started with using household item to beat my hand with, which at first glance in quotation marks here, might not sound, I can't describe it properly, but it was, I took said item in one hand and I beat the back of my hand with it, of my other hand with it, and it hurt really bad. I had to do it so many times until I showed enough pain on my face, and my hand was throbbing afterwards, but it felt so good. And then he had me choke myself. I wrapped my index finger and my thumb around the sides of my throat, and I put really gentle pressure on there, and he counted down from 10, and I had to keep holding, applying pressure until he got to 1, and I could release. That one felt really nice. Was soothing in a way. Then he asked me how I felt, so I told him. Then I had to do it again. It's time to put more pressure on for 15 seconds. And this time, I don't know, it wasn't, the feeling of my own hand around my throat isn't as strong or as rough as I usually prefer. But I don't know, just knowing that someone else had me do this to myself, And they were the one telling me when to do it, when to stop. And then he had me turn over, get on my hands and knees, but then push my face into the pillow, with my ass in the air. Then he had me spread my ass cheeks. The only time I got to touch my pussy was to get my fingers wet enough to stick them in my ass. There were a few times where I had maybe like one or two fingers in my ass, and it was hurting so bad. And I needed something else. I wanted to feel something else, but I also wasn't supposed to do anything else besides exactly what he was telling me to do, which is only have something in my ass. So I would discreetly try to get my other hand and rub it against my pussy. At some points, I took my fingers out of my ass, rubbed the heel of my hand against my pussy. Those few seconds felt so good. Even better knowing that I wasn't supposed to do it. But he always caught me. He could always tell. And I would always have to spank myself. And if I didn't do it good enough. Anyway. I can't stop thinking about just getting spit on. It's so, makes me feel so disgusting, but God. It's just, God, I always feel so, I feel like such a disgusting whore after thinking so much about getting off to.